Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It should be our 1 o'clock song on Thursday.
Isn't this the theme for Pardon My Take? We've been playing this song for 10 years. But every time we play it now, we get ripped.
Yeah. I never
like
knew that.
We're ripping somebody off.
Oh, we don't want to do that. Come up with something different.
We're not trying to.
Jesus.
NFLPA. Players Association says enough with the turf in the NFL. 15 NFL teams currently play their home games on artificial turf. And the president of the NFLPA, that would be Brown center J.C. Treader, wants that number to go to zero. Zero. Their analysis shows that players have a 28% overall higher rate of non-contact lower extremity injuries on turf. Non-contact knee injuries occur at a 32% higher clip, and non-contact foot or ankle injuries are 60.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It should be our 1 o'clock song on Thursday.
Isn't this the theme for Pardon My Take? We've been playing this song for 10 years. But every time we play it now, we get ripped. Yeah.
I never
like
knew that.
We're ripping somebody off.
Oh, we don't want to do that. Come up with something different.
We're not trying to.
Jesus.
NFLPA. Players Association says enough with the turf in the NFL. 15 NFL teams currently play their home games on artificial turf. And the president of the NFLPA, that would be Brown center J.C. Treader, wants that number to go to zero. Zero. Their analysis shows that players have a 28% overall higher rate of non-contact lower extremity injuries on turf. Non-contact knee injuries occur at a 32% higher clip, and non-contact foot or ankle injuries are 69% more likely to happen on artificial fields.
Yeah, and I know a lot of teams have shifted to the artificial fields for multi-purpose uses. For obviously Gillette, the soccer team uses it for events. It's easier for concerts. But just from an injury standpoint, even falling, getting head. You mean to tell me that your head bouncing off a regular softer grass field wouldn't be better than AstroTurf or field turf. For me, I'd rather get hit. I'd rather get hit on grass. There's nothing worse when you're sitting there and you got three guys coming at you in your face, and you get hit, and the amount of their ability to take you and just hit you and lose skin. You don't lose skin on grass fields. You look at these guys; they all got these patches up the backside of their arms or these skin tapes. It's because they're falling on and they're getting rug burns all over their arms and knees. You don't get that on grass. So I think I'd be all for it. I mean, I love playing on grass. I always love playing on grass. And the grass changes. You know, it's tough in the Northeast. You know, when the weather turns, it's always fun to go down to Miami. Like, oh, look at this grass. It's like a putting green. Arizona. You know, L.A., it's always good grass. But when you have domes, you can't do it. See, that's the problem. What are you going to do about these teams, all these new, brand-new, multi-billion-dollar type domes? What are you going to do with them? The L.A. stadium's gorgeous. It's fake. You know, I think Vegas is like Arizona. The grass is outside, and they roll it in on game day. The aerial shots of that Roomba, that Vegas stadium, the Death Star,
yep,
shows a grass, shows a...
Yeah, it's like Arizona.
Yeah, it shows the tracks.
Vegas and Arizona, same thing.
It's awesome.
The field rolls in and out. That's in obviously places where you can grow grass year-round, no problem.
It doesn't work in Minnesota.
So the problem is when you get to December and January and all of a sudden your field has sort of gone to crap because you've been using it all year, or your problem is you have football teams that play in facilities that owners want to use for other things. Like, for example, the Revs play in Foxborough. They don't want to play on turf.
No.
They want to play on grass. Soccer players hate turf.
You think football players hate playing on turf? Soccer players hate it twice as much.
Agreed.
Why is that?
There are some teams with certain players who won't play on turf.
Right.
Guys who have just come over from other leagues and they've been playing on grass their whole lives. Who was it?
You do the World Cup matches, they got to bring in turf here to Gillette.
Oh, Abramovich wouldn't play. They claimed like some travel issue or something last year when he was set to play here with the Galaxy, I think. All of a sudden, he was a scratch. I'm like, well, how come he's not playing? Because it's turf. He's not going to play on turf. Won't do it.
You know, there's also, aside from the injuries, this is a minor thing, but they're starting to sort of figure out what the hell is in these fields. They chew up old tires to produce these fields. And you've seen in recent years, there's been more of an awareness of what chemicals are actually in these fields that people are playing on all the time. And there's that element that I don't know if they're fully considering, but it's out there. Yale did a study last year. They identified 306 chemicals in the crumbs, the little pellets that guys get in their ears, their eyes, and their mouth. They identified 306 chemicals that make up the crumb rubber on the field. 52 of the chemicals have been classified as carcinogens.
Oh.
Now something's going to get you.
Yeah, you know, it's just like, all right. Well, I think
it's not like they're drinking Roundup.
Sort of that. I mean, here's the thing. If turf fields went to die, would anyone be upset?
No. No.
Like, oh, so you don't play on turf, but the field gets a little muddy? Here's what you need to do.
The owners.
You need to start treating, right. You need to start treating football fields like they're for football.
Yeah.
Not for everything else. Right. Not for concerts.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like the
not
monster
not for soccer teams. Not for monster trucks. No, no. You're in a very lucrative business of being an NFL team owner.
NFL's king.
You need to then focus on being an NFL team owner and your facility being an NFL facility and not for monster trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my apologies to the Patriots. No more monster trucks. You know?
I don't know how they bring that much dirt in and get it out of there in 2 days and build those big things. Like, Hardy's been to monster trucks.
Okay, was monster trucks a thing before they had turf?
Yeah.
I don't think it was.
Oh, no. They were doing it inside. That's right. They were doing it in arenas.
Yeah. They weren't doing that at Gillette Stadium.
No, you're right.
But now when you throw down that turf, oh, we have a multi-use facility now. Here's an idea. Why don't you just focus on, like, the $15 billion a year industry you guys have from August through January, February? Let's just focus on that. And allow your facilities to have grass and be focused on football.
Imagine if you planted real grass in those parking lots and you had Jurassic Fest out there instead of just a parking lot. Like a sticking dinosaurs in a parking lot.
And I think you can still do things. I mean, Fenway does things during the summer while the season's going on. Other places do things on their field. It may not be the best thing for it, but you can still have other events on your natural grass field and be able to play on it a week later. I mean, seriously, would it be that big of a... Okay, maybe not monster trucks. Maybe not everything that you want to put out in there throughout the course reserve. Monster trucks is in June anyway. I mean, really, what are we talking about? Handful of times that it's going to pop up like during the season? It doesn't seem like it would be that big of a deal. But if it becomes like league-wide and the players really push back on it, is that going to make a difference? Is the NFLPA going to be like the difference maker in this?
Difference maker, like they say it, so it's going to happen?
Right.
If they could prove that the spike, you know, we look at things in data and we see a spike in injuries the way, you know, it's, and I think it's more that you haven't had football, you know, and you're just like, start up. No training, no nothing. We can't train you the way you want, but we got game one, September 8th, whatever. I think that's more the reason why guys are getting hurt than the fields right now, honestly. But you get this many injuries and these many quality guys out, you're gonna start to complain and defend the players. I understand it.
617-779-0985. Patrick in the car. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey. I just wanted to comment on the whole turf thing. I grew up playing travel soccer, and by far the worst part of it was playing indoors. I mean, you wouldn't dare to fly tackle just because of what would happen to your legs. So I can't imagine what it's like hitting the ground for some of these guys. I'd be all for it from experience, taking away the turf, because it's almost like you're falling on pavement or concrete. It's absolutely ridiculous. But that's all I wanted to say. Thank you guys
for
the good work. You've been helping me survive through this whole COVID pandemic. So
thank you.
Patrick, turf sucks. Like it.
Like Hardy, where would you rather me tackle you? Like here, I'd say we've had some AstroTurf here inside the building.
You can tackle me anywhere you want.
Or would you rather go over like BC High and run around the grass and see if I get you down out there?
It depends. Where you're going to bounce off and fall onto something. What do you want to fall down onto? That's what it boils down to. It's really more of a question for you than it is for me.
What'd you do?
Yeah, he just injured himself sitting in a chair. So go ahead and tackle me as much as you want.
Just talking about hurting Hardy is hurting you.
It hurt, yeah.
Ruben in Fall River. Ruben.
Hey, Ruben.
How's it going, guys? Big fan of the show. I just
big fan of your name.
Wanted to touch. What was that?
It's my favorite sandwich, Reuben Sandwich. Big fan of your name.
Yeah, I get it a lot, but it's actually spelled differently. Mine's spelled R-U-B-E-N.
Clever.
That's Reuben.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Portuguese. I'm Portuguese, so it's a Portuguese version of the name.
All right.
But I just wanted to touch upon, I'm a soccer player, so I play Division II, so I know what it's like. For us, we hate playing on turf. We honestly rather play on a bumpy grass field rather than playing on turf. And I know, like, for professionals, when they play on these grass fields, they're using studs that have metal on them. And when they play on turf, they're not able to use the metal studs because, obviously, if that gets caught up in turf, it'd be MCLs, ACL injuries every weekend. And just like the different feel you get on the grass with the metal studs rather than the rubber studs that you have to use on turf, it's a big difference. And with the rest specifically, they have that new training like facility that they just used, and these guys are playing on that grass field practicing every day and then translating that into a game. It's a different surface, so it must be tough for them. I don't know why they don't just play on the weekends on that field. We see Real Madrid do it in Spain. They play on their training facility rather than their stadium. But
They're not gonna change Gillette Stadium for the revolution.
My phone screen froze up.
Jesus.
No, but I get it though. There's no fans there. Why not just play in the
practice
field?
I'm with Ruben. Why not play back there?
But play the Patriots games there too. Yeah.
Play the Patriots games on the practice field? What do you think?
Yeah, Zoe can sit on the metal bleachers and call the game.
Hell no.
Why not?
It wouldn't feel like a game. It feels like practice.
Does it feel like? It kind of feels like practice now.
I know, but it'd be even like 10 times worse.
I mean, on TV it doesn't. So
one more here. Chuck in the car. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck.
Hey, so this kind of came to the forefront a few years ago with the Women's World Cup when they played up in Canada, and the women showed a lot of the rug burns and stuff from fly tackling. So it was a big kind of to-do that they had to play on artificial turf, but the Men's World Cup is entirely grass and is forced to be entirely grass. So just wanted to add that to the conversation.
Yeah, no, good. I'm glad we kept this soccer crowd around after Bruce Arena. I appreciate it.
Talk some cleat. It's good.
Three calls in a row on soccer. I like that. See, we talk soccer here.
That is interrupt the guy when he's talking about pitch.
That is the difference.
And now they all just tuned out.
The football players don't like it. Now, some of them do like it. The speed guys, though, there are speed guys who probably prefer to play on turf.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
There are some of them. Soccer players across the board, no, don't like it, and B, it's a different game.
See,
it's a different game for them on turf.
Most of
you got to play it differently.
Most of the good players in the league, obviously, what, SEC guys, right, down there. That's Southeast Conference. They're all on grass down there. So those guys have played on grass for 4 years, and you come here, and it's like, that's different.
Yeah.
617-779-0985. A thought on the NBA Finals from last night. LeBron and the Lakers have taken a one-game lead in the series. I think that's going to be over quick. We'll get to that coming up next.
Roto-Rooter. Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Szolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Good defense there again from Solomon Hill. Made it a tough shot, but then they turn it over. James with the steal, throws it up. Davis back up, and this time able to finish.
I feel great. I've been preparing for this moment for quite a while. Fans, no fans. The inner challenge for myself and the way I prepared myself, it felt amazing to be playing in the finals once again.
Heat fall to the Lakers in game one of the NBA Finals last night. That was a blowout. The Heat were toast by halftime. Not only that, they've got injuries now they got to deal with. Bam Adebayo hurt his shoulder.
That kills you.
Goran Dragic hurt his foot. Jimmy Butler rolled his ankle and kept playing. To his credit, he didn't even come out of the game. He landed on his ankle and he kept going. But let me ask a question. If you saw that game last night and you saw how overmatched the Heat looked, does it make you feel worse about the Celtics and where they're at?
Yeah.
To tell you how far away they are?
Yeah. Because coming off the conversation with Steve and Jesse, when I asked him, hey, everybody in the conference is going to make moves to get better. And he said, oh, it's stacked. Is the East really stacked compared to what's going on out West? And how would you have fared? I don't know. I mean, hey, the Heat was the best team in the East. They earned it and they got there. You just wonder, okay, is this it for us? Are they just happy to be there? Happy to be in the finals? Like, that's one thing. That's a big thing to get into the NBA Finals. Maybe that's what makes LeBron special, is he knows how to win in the NBA Finals. Like, that's his kickback all the time. Don't talk to me about regular season. For me, I'm built for the finals.
It's going to be hard to tell because of the injuries.
Right.
Dragic, I don't think, is really going to play. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, torn plantar fascia in his foot.
Would you have more answers than the Heat had for them? With your bench, we sat here and talked about, what, 6, 7, 8, 9?
I saw someone last night commenting that
it's probably better off he got knocked out.
That the Lakers took all of like 6 minutes to figure out the zone, while the Celtics are still at home trying to figure it out for themselves.
Yeah, that Jones.
Is that who it was?
Yeah.
Of course, Hoops
Celtics
Jones.
Celtics are sitting here at home looking at it. Why did Marcus Smart shoot so much in that?
It took the Lakers one quarter to figure out this zone. The Celtics still haven't figured it out.
Yeah,
Hoops Jones.
Hoops Jones. Is he wrong? Factually correct.
Is it easier to figure out a zone with LeBron and Anthony Davis?
Yeah, of course it is.
Okay.
Yeah, but should the Celtics still have been struggling with it the way they were? No, regardless of their talent. So LeBron's there for a 10th time, and I think LeBron is going to get another ring.
Wow.
I think this is probably going to go quick.
Does it count?
Last night was disappointing because of the injuries. I thought it could be at least a somewhat interesting series.
I don't know. I don't know why I say this.
I didn't hold any belief that the Heat were going to win it, but yeah. Still.
I saw Brady tweet this. Hey, congratulations, Tampa Bay Lightning. Can you have a socially distanced parade? So they win
the
in their bubble.
No, by the way.
What's that?
The answer was no.
I know the answer's no. But that's what I'm saying here is like, and I give all these teams credit and leagues for attempting to complete a season. Like for LeBron, though, is this a finals that's justified for him? Is this a big one for him? Because I don't look at the Tampa Bay winning ad as like, oh, that's, wow, that's a badass Stanley Cup champion. Like, what a year, you know? Just like, it seems like you won a tournament. Like, it seems like you're going to win a tournament here. I don't know. Just downplaying the championship.
So that's just a thought from last night. It makes me feel like the Celtics were far away. Even if they got through, I thought they could get there, but I certainly didn't think they could win it. And I think this is proof they weren't beaten.
If that's the case, then they're way, way too young to compete with what LeBron has, right?
But by the way, that doesn't take away anything for them not
making
it.
They've competed with LeBron before,
though. Yeah, because the Heat got blown out doesn't mean that would have been the same type of matchup for the Celtics. It could have been a better matchup for the Celtics. You don't know.
No, you're right, but I had zero faith they could compete against the Lakers.
You're not going to find out, though.
None.
That's the part.
I don't know if they were going to win, but it could have been a better matchup than last night. Last night was just awful.
Yeah.
Ralph and Cranston on this very thing.
Hi, Ralph.
The Celtics. Hi, Ralph.
Hey, guys. You know, the subplot that's going to hurt as a Celtics fan is this is going to be the 17th the Laker championship. It's going to tie Boston for all time. That's what bothers me. But I think it's pretty evident that Stevens is not the kind of coach that is going to say, okay, he's the difference and he's going to take them and make them win and take them to the finals. He's not that type of coach, and he's never going to be that type of coach. He puts the players out there. To me, I think he's a little too hunky-dory with the players. I think the thing in the locker room after the second game should have been him throwing things around and getting mad, not the players. I think they kind of control things. But what bothers me the most is they say, well, we're going to probably bring the same team back again next year. That makes no sense to me. You've got to make some moves. Guys, you know what? I'll leave you with this. You know what I would love to see them do? Go after Simmons and maybe make a Kemba, because you got to get rid of the song, you know, Kemba Langford and your best draft pick and trade it for Simmons.
They're not going to do that. That's a pipe dream. They're not making that trade. Ralph, come on. He's going to be healthy next year, and they're going to be a good team, and they're talking to Doc Rivers now about their head coaching vacancy in Philadelphia. Come on. What are we talking about?
That'd be fun.
It's down to D'Antoni or Rivers, according to reports.
Who would you take?
I don't know. Do they really want to keep Simmons and Embiid together? Maybe the one that's going to keep them together, if that's what they want.
It's a good point.
I mean, both have had struggles to win. They both get far, but then they failed miserably when they get there.
Yeah. There is a report out that the Sixers would be making trades, though, if it were D'Antoni who gets hired over Doc Rivers. So we'll see what happens. But that particular trade is not going to happen. And why would you give up? No, not going to do that. Dan is at Exeter. Dan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I had a thought about the Celtics and basketball and why I'm not really a big fan of the sport. It seems to me like the Celtics, they just didn't get up for the series. And that's a problem if a team can't get up for an Eastern Conference final, you know, playing for a championship. So unless Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum are going to be a top player.
Wait a minute. Why do you say they didn't get up for it?
They get down. Was it the last game? They got down. Fourth quarter, they just started shooting threes. It seemed like they just kind of, you know, left the game plan. You know, stick with the game plan. Just, you know, follow your coach. Maybe it's Brad Stevens can't get them up for it. But I don't know. It's just basketball is just one of those funny things where it's not like a top three or four player.
They don't seem bothered by the number of threes that they took late. At least I didn't get that
sense.
Well,
how about what Brad said? It seemed like panic had set in.
Yeah.
You asked the question to Brad.
At the end of the series, it felt like they had just given up.
You asked the question to Brad about the amount of shots Marcus Smart took. And remember what his answer was.
I also asked him if he had a problem with too many threes late.
Well, he's like, the way it was played, they played us high. It was kind of like they defended to make you give the ball to Marcus Smart to shoot. What was his answer? Like, they took away our other stuff, so he had to shoot. He was open.
Yeah, it's called being baited.
Yeah. Hook, line, sinker.
Yeah, they got you.
Yep.
Nick in Framingham on Doc Rivers. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Big fan of the show.
Thank you.
I've been seeing some reports, like here and there online, that said if Philly goes and grabs D'Antoni as their coach, he's going to try to woo James Harden to Philly in some type of deal. Have you guys heard anything about that?
Nope. I haven't heard anything about that.
Nope. No, I've not heard anything.
No. Well, my NBA sources haven't checked in on that one. Artie, yours?
No.
No?
Yeah.
Haven't heard that yet.
Yep.
But as you said to Di, you said to Stevens yesterday, the East is going to be better.
Yeah. Milwaukee's going to stay. And then Milwaukee's going to have to do something to bring somebody in to prove Giannis to, hey, we want to build something here and stay. I want you to stay. Because, the thought is, Giannis is going to bolt when he hits, when he can. He's going to go build his own team.
Where's he going to go? I think he is leaving. I'm agreeing with that.
Who knows?
Just wondering where he's going to go.
Speaking of the East, did you see the Kyrie quotes coming out this morning?
No. What?
Steve Nash obviously was named head coach of the Nets.
How's he feel about that?
He was asked about the head coach. He said, "I don't really see us as having a head coach.
Oh, God.
KD could be a head coach. I could be a head coach some days. No. Jacques Vaughn could be the head coach to do it one day. It's a collaborative effort."
Did he say that?
Yeah. I'm sorry. He didn't say the Jacques Vaughn thing. Kevin Durant added the Jacques Vaughn thing, the assistant.
Okay. That's our team, bro.
By the way, you see the confirmation of the hallway conversation at the All-Star game?
No.
Last season?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's been confirmed.
By Kyrie, right?
I thought it was Durant it confirmed.
One of them.
It was Kyrie and Durant, right?
Well, that was the conversation, but we had, gone through, what they were saying to each other and trying to read lips and, what
two
are they talking
deals.
About? Two max deals. Got to look for that. And then, there was confirmation.
No, it was Durant. It was Durant. I think he was on a podcast.
This is all from a podcast. All these quotes are coming out from this podcast.
Yeah. But no, they just they were talking about it in the hallway, and they got bagged on camera.
Kyrie also took a shot at LeBron in this kind of backhanded shot at LeBron, saying, "This is the first time in my career I can defer late in games because Durant's on the team."
Oh God! Oh, great. Well, LeBron's going to win another title, and he's going to have 4 rings. Kyrie.
10 finals,
and you're still going to have 1.
Yeah,
and he's going to have 3.
Yeah, nice job, coach.
3 more than you.
Collaborative.
I don't see us having a head coach.
Who would want that job?
Who would want to deal with that every day? Good luck to Steve Nash.
I'd like to have a couple beers with Stevens.
Wish him the best.
Spike his ginger ale.
Get him all loosey-goosey.
Unbutton your top shirt there, bud.
Why don't you tell us a few stories here, boss?
Yeah, why don't you give us a real story?
Hardy has the headlines. We're back with more of your calls. We've got today's takeaways at 150.
Roto-Rooter. Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Solak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
If Louth didn't like this, he could just stop the music.
But he does. He likes it.
I
he likes
see what
it. He really
like
likes
the
it. Hey, there's some Bruins rumors today.
Oh.
Rumors.
What do you got?
Ty Anderson, 98.5, the sports.
Group been traded yet?
.com. Not that I've seen. But he relays the news. Frank Cervalli, who we mentioned the other day on that
Frankie.
Rumor. Yeah. He says that the Bruins and Oilers have a talked about a trade that would send Anders Bjork out there in exchange for Alex Chiasson would come back to Boston. So left-right swap. That's what it would be for the Bruins. Similar money. Keith Gretzky, who is the GM there, brother of Wayne. That's my brother.
Wonder how he's got his job.
Keith, what?
Wonder how he's got his job.
Well, he's He worked for the Bruins when Bjork was drafted. So he obviously is familiar with the player. I can tell you that Chiasson, 6'4" and 208, but he doesn't hit. How do you think that would play here? Mm. Oh, big guy who doesn't hit?
We like to call those Montreal Canadiens. Hal Gill.
So
remember Hal Girl? Yeah, that guy that avoided contact? Yeah.
So anyway, that's the latest on the Bruins, but there's also this footnote. Cervalli also said that there was talk of a potential deal to send Bruins restricted free agent Jake DeBrusk to his hometown Oilers. Cervalli noted, however, that would seem unlikely given the Oilers' cap situation. But what does that tell you about the Bruins, how they view Jake DeBrusk? So a team that has a difficult cap situation to take him on, it's probably not likely that the Oilers called the Bruins on DeBrusk, right? It's probably the other way around.
Yeah, it's like, is he ever going to be able to finish? You know, it's close. He gets chances, but he doesn't finish. And maybe he won't. Maybe we don't believe in him.
Something to think about. Could be a big shakeup there this offseason.
So, like, what kind of shakeup, too? Are you going to go big? I mean, if you talk about type of money, say you end up bringing somebody in that makes more money than Krug, the offer that you gave Krug. And, hey, maybe Krug on an open market might hit $10 million a year.
Well, there's also this. If you're trading DeBrusk, are you getting younger when you do that?
No.
That's why it's sort of interesting to hear that name. Or the Bruins, what's the Bruins' approach? Are they going to, this offseason, start readying themselves for the next 5 to 7 years, or are the Bruins going to be trying to desperately grasp at another chance to win a Stanley Cup with an aging roster? What track will they take? Will their eye be on the future, or will their eye be on the here and now in the 2020-2021 season? Actually, when's their start date? Do we have a start date for them yet? We don't even know when they're going to start. Ended a couple nights ago.
Hello.
That was Will.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening. Good
evening. Door opening.
Good evening.
Good evening. By the way, you didn't watch the Stanley Cup celebration the other night. We never got back to this yesterday.
What was the problem with it?
There was no problem with it. It just...
This is my point with these championships.
For the first time seeing sports on television, and I've started feeling more this way about basketball because I felt there was something lacking in the Celtics Heat series.
Mm-hmm.
It just made me, I don't know.
Playing it out.
I would say sports fan sad.
It's playing it out.
The game ends and the guys are celebrating like they always do, winning the cup, but it just...
It's almost like the Office.
I can't say it felt the same.
It's almost like the Office Olympics when Michael was out for the day and Jim did the Funder Plunkin and they had an award ceremony and they made little doves.
That's what I thought of.
And they pulled them in. Like, it's a nice ceremony. Everybody loves the national anthem, but it just doesn't feel right. Something doesn't feel right with these bubbles. I'm sorry. I enjoy watching it. I'm glad we have sports. But, like, are you really the Stanley Cup champion?
Yes.
Are you really the NBA champion?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess.
You missed that bubble. You missed that party big time yesterday.
Pardon me?
They got out of that bubble and partied big time in Tampa yesterday. Stanley Cup on jet skis.
I saw the jet ski. Thing.
That's badass.
But you missed the crowds. Yeah.
Up
until this point, you don't really miss the crowds. You missed the crowds in championship games.
You want to share it with the fans. You do. We want to sit there. We want to laugh at Squid Square. We want to laugh at the failures of Toronto and just see thousands upon thousands of people sad.
I disagree with what you're saying.
Oh, no. That's the back and forth I miss. Show their city. Show our city. Show your city. Show our city. That back and forth, man, during the finals, it's awesome. Laugh at them.
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about laughing. I'm talking about the team that wins and having
it. I am too.
Does it mean the same thing? It just doesn't feel like it means the same thing.
Both ways. I agree.
It does.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Squid Square is so far down the list. Like, who cares?
No, but that's like,
I care about the mayor's bets. No. Are the mayors still having bets?
No.
The mayor of Miami.
Haven't heard a thing.
Mayor of Los Angeles. What are they betting?
Can't bet because we got socially distanced properly. You're so far away from us, you know?
So what are you saying, Beetle? It doesn't feel the same when they win, or there's not the same excitement? What's off? What's off?
Both.
The culmination of it. The crowning achievement. All of it. I know exactly what he's saying. The pizzazz. The flair.
And you think, it doesn't matter. Like, you watch the Super Bowl, and most people never make it to a Super Bowl. But it turns out the television product suffers without fans immensely.
I hope we have some people by the time the Super Bowl happens. Because I can't picture a Super Bowl. Like, what are they going to shoot the cannons from that ship in the end zone in Tampa? And that's going to be the excitement? Or a pre-recorded national anthem from somebody in another state? Like, I watched the Miami Heat there after they celebrated and shook hands. Then they lined them all up on the court with a single microphone out in front. And they all stood there like their hands behind their back. I'm like, this is weird. I'm like, and Spo's like, where's... I know D-Wade's watching somewhere. Everybody's like, yeah. Yeah. I'm like,
well, I took Beatles' father's advice on that. I turned it off. Yeah. I did not watch any of the post game with the Heat Celtics series. But I watched a little bit of the Lightning celebrate. And yeah, it's off. The only thing I can say is a lot of times you win the cup in the other guy's building. And the celebration seems off anyway. Because you've got 90% or more of the people in there who are not happy. So that feels awkward too.
I know that, but see, I remember talking to Beers and Gosh, and they said it was so awesome winning out there, and we were drinking out of the cup in the locker room, and you hated Vancouver so much that you were able to do it on their own ice, you know?
Yeah, but that doesn't do anything for you as a fan watching at home.
Oh, but boy, you rip it up in that parade when they came home, and it was 90 degrees that day.
I hear what you're saying, Beetle. I think it has more to do with the games leading up to the culminating championship somebody wanted here tonight game than it's the games leading up where I feel it more. Yeah, there's something missing. There was something missing in that game last night, for sure.
Jay and Lynn on tonight's Thursday night football game in the NFL. It would be the Broncos and Jets tonight. Hi, Jay.
Something missing there, too.
Why would you do that?
What's up, guys? What's up, Zoe?
What's up? What's up, Jay?
What's up? Let's talk some bad football for a minute.
Sure.
All right, so both these teams, 0-3, as we know. Giants, Falcons also. Three of those teams have quarterbacks. Broncos don't. Broncos should lose this game tonight and be in line for Trevor Lawrence, because tonight's basically going to be like a tiebreaker for worst record in the league. Whoever wins the game might get the second overall pick. And I think that the Falcons, if they fire Quinn, they'll win enough games, then get their act together, that they won't be in line for it. Giants, same thing. In a bad division, might sneak in a few wins, get to four, maybe.
You're giving too much logic to this, Jay. I'll tell you why. Because that pick is going to be valuable to whoever gets it, even if they have a quarterback and they don't want Trevor Lawrence.
That's true, but so if you're the teams with the quarterbacks who you think are franchise guys, the two young guys, Jones and Darnold, you trade those guys if you end up with the number one pick if you're those teams.
Right, either way, you could do it with trading Darnold, or you could go trade the pick. What was that?
I don't know, it was a baby.
It was a baby on one of these ads that just popped up.
Ads or Instagram? You TikToking in there?
Yeah, I'm
you watch TikTok?
I'm Snapchatting.
I'm so pissed that he just said there's Thursday night football.
And when you found out who was playing?
I had oblivious.
I've been saying it every update. You're not listening.
Nothing to do. My kid's got a baseball game tonight. I'm excited about it. What are we going to do after that? I was going to watch something else.
It's the battle of the all defeateds. The two teams are 0-6 between them tonight.
I'm a football guy. I don't want to watch it.
Brett Rippin.
I don't want to watch anything. Someone has to come out of the game with a win.
I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it.
Someone's going to be forced to win the game tonight.
Not if it's the Eagles. The Eagles and Bengals tied.
No, they could tie.
I can't watch that. I can't watch that. Do you know how bad it was watching Tampa and this. Broncos?
Neither team, one of the teams will not be allowed, one or more of the teams will not be allowed to move to 0-4.
Yeah. See, people were ripping Brady for being, it's so boring watch. It's like that. You know why it was boring? Because Broncos suck. They suck. That's what we have to sit through a New England-Denver game. Oh, they suck.
Drew Locke's supposed to be back for that game.
No, is he?
He could be.
I thought Rippon's starting.
No, for the Patriots game.
Oh, okay.
Or Bortles. It'll be the Lock or Bortles.
Ooh, I hope it's Bortles.
They don't want to put Bortles in tonight because it's too soon after they signed
him. Did we figure out why they moved that to 4 o'clock next week instead of keeping it at 1?
Yes.
Is it because of the Bucks?
I talked to somebody that said that knows the production quality of it, that said there's too many West Coast 1 o'clock games for these teams and are wearing them out. Rams at 1. Raiders had to come over here play at 1, that they don't want a ton of West Coast teams coming East Coast and playing at 1 o'clock because it's like 10 in the morning to those guys.
So give Denver the 4 o'clock game.
They gave Denver. New England's sort of a draw.
Maybe they'll give Kansas City a couple, too.
That doesn't feel like That doesn't feel like appropriate reasoning.
You're still thinking it has something to do with maybe needing more time at Gillette that day?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, to the takeaways.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand.
Give it to me.
On 98.5.
Give it to me.
The Sports Hub.
Today's takeaways here on a Thursday brought to you by Wake 180 Weight Loss. If you've recently struggled with your weight or you have been for years, take control. Lose the weight. Keep the weight off with the solution for weight loss, Wake 180 Weight Loss.
All right, let's get to the items we have here today. Let's start with this little sampling of music from world champion accordionist Corey Pesatoro, who called us today with some recordings such as this, Masters.
I thought it was like, hello, darling.
He's going to send us actual recordings of these, which will be nice.
I could have sworn it was a country
song.
So
we don't have to play the version off his phone.
Yeah.
This Week in Baseball.
This is NFL film. They use that in NFL films, too, on like Gale Sayers runs.
There's that. What else did he play today? Oh, yeah, Love in an Elevator. That was the other one. Our thanks again to Corey. We had
job, Corey.
Chase Winovich with us today. And what did we want to replay from this?
Travis Kelce.
His comments on Kelce.
Yeah. What's Kelce like? Is he a tough blocker? Does he try to block you and get after you a little bit, or is he just worried about running routes?
Yeah, so I'm not falling into this trap. he's obviously he's a great football player. He does a lot of good off the field too. I'm looking forward to lining up across from him.
Does a lot off the field. He complimented him both on and off the field. Mm. Class act, this Winovich.
I'm falling into this trap.
Yeah.
What is your answer?
I'm not getting baited into this nonsense.
Just answered it.
No, he didn't.
Jim?
He kind of did.
Yeah.
Think so?
Thank you.
Yeah, after that, he said, you can check the tape. We'll check the tape on that one.
Yeah. We'll check the tape again.
Okay. Checking the tape.
I like that.
Yeah. Also today, we played our office instruments again. Keyboards.
Oh, we did?
As in computer keyboard.
Noontime.
Just jamming with the tunes.
And it was Easy Lover with cups and keyboards. Here it is without the music.
Oh, wait a second. We're just rolling it without the music?
Yep.
Oh. You can kind of hear those headphones, so you can kind of hear it.
Our song, right?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Number one, baby. What do you want?
Easy Lover is the balls.
Why? Because it's the Wicked Balls.
If we're going to do this right, we need to each have a dedicated pattern. Stick to it.
True.
There's way too much improv going on.
All right,
there.
Great. We'll do that tomorrow. Tomorrow's show.
Thanks, Marconi.
Is a Football Friday. That means all the fun we typically have with Phil Perry and RJ Bell and all the good stuff that comes with it. Felger Maz are on the way. We'll talk to you next. Have a great afternoon.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Los Angeles Lakers take game one of these NBA Finals. Here on the bubble, they continue their excellent play. A dominant victory led by their two stars. The final score is an 18-point advantage, but they led by as many as 32.
That's where we're going to begin today, Thursday, October 1st. Felger and Maz brought to you by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub, simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston. Catch us anytime on the web, on the app. You can download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app right to your smartphone. It's a great product. I even have it. And, you know, I don't download anything. You can also just catch it on your smart speaker. Just bark at your smart speaker. Say, play Felger and Maz. Play 98.5 The Sports Hub. It'll play that as well. So that's where we're starting here from our Town Fair Tire Studios. Game one, NBA Finals. What it means for the league. What it means for LeBron's. What it means about you. What it means about you as the Boston Celtics. What's your leadoff thought, Maz?
What's my leadoff thought?
What's your leadoff thought?
Celtics had a long way to go. The NBA Finals are over. NBA Finals are over. Now that the Eastern Conference has graduated to the real league, it's over. TKO, first round. Blowout, Dragic is done. My guess is he's done. And Adebayo, overmatched. And Adebayo was a mismatch for you in the opposite direction. So what it tells me is...
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.